Chazor zeichen eshe bachach eshe shuag avam yuhim sechem bachach daf ayin beis. Mishnah said, koishmer b'nei hanetiyois v'chulo. The reason why these cuttings are allowed is because the pasuk says, ketzir chem, your cutting, which teaches that cutting for the sake of the mitzvah is allowed. The reason they should not be made into bundles is that we try to deal with chodesh as little as possible, so we rather not be involved with them to tie them into bundles. Mishnah then said, "Mitzvah so'aymer lohavi min hakoma." Bryce says the pasuk says the imtakriv minchas bikurim, and then repeats and says takriv es minchas bikurecha. This teaches that the mitzvah is to bring the oimer from the standing crop. The word takriv teaches that there's no standing crop, and may even be brought from crops that are already cut. Another thing that takriv teaches is that even though it's a mitzvah to bring the oimer from moist kernels, if there are no such kernels be found, it may be brought from dry kernels. Another thing the Takrif teaches is that even though it's a mitzvah to cut it on the night going into the 16th of Nisan, if it was cut on the day of the 16th, it's still kosher. The word Takrif also teaches that the Omer overrides Shabbos. The drushes are as follows. Takrif, whatever it is, even if it's already cut, from any place, even far from Yerushalayim, and even on Shabbos, and even in a state of Tumah. Mishnah then said, Nikzer b'yoyim kosher. Fekmar Mishnah says the entire night is kosher for cutting the bardia for the Omer and for burning the fats and limbs of a carbon. The general rule is, any mitzvah that must be done by day, maybe done the entire day. Any mitzvah that must be done at night, maybe done the entire night. Presumably, this is teaching that just as something that must be done during the day can't be done at night, so to a mitzvah that must be done at night can't be done during the day, so how could it be done during the day? And for the Gemara, Rabbi said, our Mishnah follows Rebbe, who allows the Omer to be cut during the day of the 16th, and this other Mishnah is the view of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, who says it may not be cut during the day of the 16th, as we see this view of Rabbi Elazar, the son of Shimon, in a Braisa, where he argues on Rebbe. Rabbi Bachan and Rabbi Yechon, and said, Rabbi Elazar, the son of Shimon, is following the view of his father's Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, that with regard to a mitzvah overriding Shabbos, anything that can be done before Shabbos will not override Shabbos. He also follows the view of Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that the cutting of the Omer is a mitzvah that overrides Shabbos. Therefore, he holds that if the Omer is kosher b'di'eved, even if it was not harvested in the ideal way, the cutting of the Omer would not override Shabbos, since it could be cut on Friday and be kosher b'di'eved. From the fact that we know that it does override Shabbos, it proves that if it's not cut in the ideal way, it's actually going to be puzzle. In fact, my Rebbe was also Talmud of Shimon, as we can see in a Braisa, which would mean that he also follows Rabbi Akiva's view. If so, why does he hold that it is not essential that the Omer be cut that night? And for the Gemara, he holds like another ruling of Rav Shimon, which says that although the limbs and chalev of a carbon may be offered at night, for a carbon that's brought on Shabbos, we may still offer these parts during the day, although they're kosher if offered at night, because we rather override Shabbos that they're brought in the more ideal time. The same would be with the Omer. Although it can be cut another time, we would cut it on Shabbos, since that's the ideal time to have it cut. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon, disagrees with this. He says that this case is different because once we override Shabbos for the shechita of the carbon, it may be overridden for the other parts of the carbon as well. Rebbe, Frechtemar, should make this differentiation as well. And for tomorrow, Rebbe actually holds that the cutting of the Omer does not override Shabbos. Fakhtamar, there are a few places where the Mishnah say that it does override Shabbos. Mar says those Mishnahis don't follow Rebbe. Fakhtamar, our Mishnah said if it's cut on the 16th, it's kosher and the Omer overrides Shabbos. Now Rebbe is the one who holds that the cutting on the 16th is kosher. So the Mishnah has to be following his view. And yet the Mishnah says that the Omer overrides Shabbos. Presumably this refers to the cutting of the Omer. And Fakhtamar refers to the offering of the Omer, which even Rebbe holds Taka overrides Shabbos. Fakhtamar, Braisa says, Rebbe says, we would only know that Tumah and Pesach override Shabbos and Tumah because the Pasuk says Moyed regarding them. The Pasuk regarding the Musafim of Yom Tiv, therefore, ends off Eile Tasvul Hashem Moyadeichem, to teach that they too override Shabbos and Tumah. We still don't know that the Omer and its accompanying items and the Shtei Lechem and their accompanying items, which are not written in the Parsha with the Musafim, we don't know that they override Shabbos and Tumah. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Vaidar Moyeshes Moyadei Hashem, written at the end of the Parsha that discusses these Karbonis as well as the Musafim of Yom Tiv, to put it all together. Now, the Omer and Shtei Lechem are grouped together. Shtei Lechem is not offered on the Mizbeach, so the overriding of Shabbos refers to the grinding and sifting. Similarly, the overriding of Shabbos by the Omer must refer not to its offering, but rather to its cutting. We see that Rebbe holds that even the cutting overrides Shabbos, and for the Gemara, the Braisa is referring to the offering of the Omer and to the baking of the Shtei Lechem. Rebbe holds that the baking makes it a Kaddish, and therefore, if it's baked before Shabbos, it will become possible with Lina. Fekmara Braisa says that Rebbe holds that the Shtei Lechem becomes a Kaddish through the proper Shchita and Zrika of the Shuas lambs, and for the Gemara, Nachman Yitzchak said, the Braisa means that the breads become set and established as accompanying these lambs when the Shchita and Zrika are done properly. It's not referring to it becoming Kaddish, because that happens when it's baked in the oven. Hadnalach Perek Rabbi Yishmael. Perek Elu Menachos Nikmatzois Perek Shavi Zok Dehelike Mishnah B'Siyata Deshmaya. The following Menachos have a kmita taken off, and the Shrayim are then given to the Kahanim. A Mincha Soilus Amacha Vatmar Cheshes Chalos Rekikin. A Mincha of a Goy, a Mincha of a Woman. The Oimer a Chatas Mincha and a Soitas Mincha. Rav Shimon says the Chatas Mincha of a Kohen had a kmita taken. The kmita is burned on the Mizbeach, and the Shrayim is then burned separately on the Mizbeach. Zok the Gemara Papa said wherever we have a list of Menachos like in our Mishnah, it's always a list of 10. This comes to a school of view of Rav Shimon, who says that when a person promises to bring a baked mincha, he must bring half, he can even bring half of the required mincha as chalas and half as rakikin. According to this view, the mission should have an 11th case where it's a mixed bag. Rav Papa therefore teaches that one may not bring this mixed mincha. Mishnah then said, Vishirehem lakehanim. How do we know that the shrayim are eaten by the kehanim? From where it's known, what do you mean? Regarding some, it's written explicitly, and regarding the others, we have a general pasuk regarding menachas that say v'zoyis taras ha-mincha, which teaches that the leftovers are eaten by the kahanim. And for tomorrow, that's regarding a mincha brought of wheat. We're asking about a mincha brought of barley. Even if it's brought of barley, once we know that a kmita is taken, we know that the shrayim are eaten, because if it's burned, why would we take off a kmita to begin with? And for tomorrow, we're asking according to Rav Shimon, who says that a kmita is taken even from the shrayim that are not eaten. According to him, we're looking for a source that the shrayim of a mincha of barley is eaten. And Chizki has a different teretz. He says, the pasuk says, V'chol mincha b'lulu b'shemen v'chareva l'chol b'nei Yisrael tihiyeh. The pasuk is not needed to teach regarding a mincha of wheat, and therefore it's teaching regarding even a mincha of barley, whether it's of the type that's mixed with oil or not, that it has its shirayim eaten by the kehanim.